In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Birds at the Half happening right now at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. A portion of proceeds of all crab fries sold today donated to the Travis Mannion Foundation. Now, before we give away or attempt to give away the Lincoln Park tickets, we have a very special guest. Jeff Gordon, Live Nation president, has called us to actually upgrade these specific Lincoln Park tickets.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what are you offering?
My favorite program on the radio, let's be clear.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Yes. Yes, sir.
So we will add VIP parking as well as green room access to the Live Nation backstage green room.
Wow. Now, that is...
That's pretty good.
That is good. And VIP parking, can I tell you...
That's probably most important.
...in a sold-out event is very important. I appreciate that. Am I also offered that if I go to the show, which I will be going to?
If you win, sure.
Ah!
No, I'm just kidding. Of course, come on. You guys are my brothers.
Yeah,
Come on.
Well, we appreciate that.
It goes without saying. Like, I always take care of you guys because I love you.
Well, we know we're the best show, but we appreciate that we are your favorite show.
Let's talk about the Eagles for a minute.
Okay. All right. You offer the green room access and the VIP parking. You can talk about the Eagles. What do you got?
Okay. They're elite team. Elite.
Elite.
Yes.
Same class as top of the league.
Yes, sir.
Even giving the problems throwing the football.
They're an elite team.
Look, they can get there. They can absolutely get there. And depending on how the game goes, they can do it. But I did think it was Baldy bringing up that Kansas City Baltimore game last year.
Yeah,
like that is the nightmare scenario. You come up with somebody who stops the running game, and your quarterback has to. Where are you on Hurts?
I am. 95% there.
Okay.
95% to where, though?
We all know the 5% is the hardest part.
It is. You know what? Watch these games. They're so close lately. You know what? And the refs are terrible, I think. Maybe the worst ever this year, in my opinion. Sorry, that sounds terrible, but that's how I feel. These games are so tight. So I think we're an elite team.
Well, I will know. I'll be able to say it after the next 2 weeks.
I mean, Ike, what do you think, Ike?
Yeah, listen, if the Lions are an elite team, we're an elite team.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just that's just the way I look at it. I don't think there's a team that's head and shoulders above the Eagles. They may be better in some areas. But I think we're better in a lot of areas than some other teams as well. So if we're going to put those teams in the elite category, why wouldn't the Eagles be in that elite category? It's only three teams, I believe, have won six or more games in a row this year. The Chiefs, the Lions, and the Eagles.
That's it.
Jeff, do you think the Lions? You think the Lions are better than? Do you think the Lions are better than the Eagles?
Do I?
Yes, you.
Tough question.
I don't want to think that.
Okay.
So that means slightly yes. Yes.
Do I think Dan Campbell is a beast? Yes, I do. Do I think he's motivating this team better? Above what their pay grade? Yes, I do. That's what we can do that.
They're a likable team.
Can you imagine Dan Campbell here?
Oh man, dude.
Boy.
You kidding me?
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
He'd be a,
oh, boy.
Yeah, we'd fight about him a lot, but he'd be a hero. If they won, can you imagine?
If they won.
Yeah, if they won. Yeah. All right, Jeff, we got to give away these tickets. We got a bunch of people holding, trying to win them.
Okay, win them, and also know that they get parking as well as hang out with me in our green room. All right?
Live Nation Green Room, VIP parking. We really appreciate you doing that. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, see you
appreciate
guys.
It,
love you.
All right. So, the show is August 16th, Wells Fargo Center.
Ooh, summer concert.
Yes. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at noon at Ticketmaster.com. Now, Mike and Claremont, you're first. Mike, here's how it's going to go. We're going to play you a clip of a very popular Linkin Park song. When the clip ends, all you have to do is sing the next line. But you have to sing it, not just say the words. Are you prepared?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Hit it, Buzz.
Turn your back like you always do. Face away and pretend that I'm not. But I'll be here because you're all that I got.
I can't the way I did before.
Don't turn your back on me. I won't be ignored.
He got it.
Boom. Wow.
He got
Boom.
It.
Boom.
Wow. He got it.
King, what'd you think about that singing?
Way to bring on some cool in the game.
Well done, Mike. I would say your singing was a 6 out of 10.
But he went for it.
But you went for it. You got the words right.
Full send.
So not only do you have the tickets to the show, thanks to our friend Jeff Gordon over at Live Nation, you're going to get VIP parking and access to the Live Nation green room at the show. So
that's awesome.
Congratulations, man.
Man, nailed it. First caller.
Yeah, first caller. Appreciate you, Mike. I'm going to put you on hold. Buzz will get your info, and we'll contact you about the tickets.
Man, I feel bad for all the other callers.
I know.
Well, we have tickets tomorrow at 4:30, and then Friday at 4:30 as well.
You don't really feel bad. You just say you feel bad.
Well, that's Ike's thing. Everybody, that's why everybody likes him.
Right. Welcome to the show, King.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to keep it real for real.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Keep it real. Keep it real.
I do feel bad, though. We had a whole line of people there waiting to do this.
We did.
And we got, the first caller got the tickets.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he went for it. And they can try tomorrow.
It works, yeah.
They can try tomorrow.
What we used to do, Jack? The envelope.
In the envelope?
Yeah.
In the envelope.
I mean, that made me lose faith in our society.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Well, in the envelope is less of a skill thing and more of a just paying attention.
If you're calling, you really know Linkin Park.
Yes.
No, you're right, because we had one person who didn't get it.
The guy screwed it up yesterday. Yeah. All right. So we have a very big moment. Because every Wednesday at 4:30, we do Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. Buzz, hit the music.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
So we give these power rankings every week.
Yep.
Last week, the power rankings, number 5, John Clark. Number 4, the newspaper reporter. Number 3, LeSean McCoy. Number 2, Ike Reese. Number 1, L.A. Shore Parks. Now, not in
Sounds
there.
Sounds like a good list.
Yeah, not in there was the person who is with us for the rest of the hour, a legendary Eagles insider who has recused himself.
Correct.
That is Howard Eskin.
Yeah, I've recused because it wouldn't be fair to the other people.
Well, so that's why we have.
We seem to be holding up pretty well. What do you mean?
Yeah,
We're about even. What have you done that I haven't done?
Oh, boy.
I don't even know that what you said is correct.
But he got one right. He did. So we have
I got one right.
Well, you got the Mekhi Becton one right.
Yeah, well, I tell you. And Ike did say Saquon Barkley first.
He did.
I did.
But that was before the power rankings began. And
I don't want to. I can't say what you mean about him coming here.
Yeah.
He wanted him. He didn't know he was coming here.
We give you credit for Kellen Moore.
You didn't say it. You didn't say it on the air. I did.
Wait a minute. I got reprimanded for it.
Oh, here we go. They're always reprimanding you, allegedly.
Who reprimanded you? The Eagles?
I'm not going to talk about it.
Well, you can't be reprimanded by the Eagles.
Yeah,
you don't work for them.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Right. Okay, but here's the point. The Eagles inside of the year is a very...
We're going to put you in a blender for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. The Eagles inside of the year...
Oh, don't do that, because I can blend just as well as the others.
All right. You're kind of playing checkers. Everyone else playing chess.
Well, okay. Well, here's the thing.
Go ahead, Spike.
We're going to ruin it by fighting about it. Okay.
No. I don't want to get in.
Well, but okay. But
all right. Let's.
We have an offer for
you. Yes.
So you have recused yourself. However, we are the ones who decide on the power rankings. Why can't I hear myself anymore?
No, we still.
Damn it, Dave.
I can hear you.
Well, but I need to hear myself.
You sound great.
Unfortunately.
Okay. So. We've been including you in and out of the power rankings, whether you recuse yourself or not. You're an Eagles insider. But because you are so legendary in the Eagles Insider of the Year world, we would like to make you Eagles Insider Emeritus and become one of the panel of voting on Eagles Insider of the Year. So every week, you will have to give credit to the insiders who do a good job, which I know will be difficult for you, but you all have to punish those who do a bad job. So we would like you to be part of the panel who, because you have recused yourself, part of the panel who decides on the first ever Eagles Insider of the Year.
You know what? I would do that. And here's the thing. One guy's not going to like it. I heard Elliot say he's got all the information.
This is what we
want. I don't know how many times he was actually right.
I think it's zero, right?
You know what, Jack? You're right for a change.
He did say the Eagles could trade Carson Wentz before anybody else did.
Yeah, that was a thought.
You know what?
And he did.
And I could run a 4-minute mile. I mean, give me a break.
Well, one thing happened. One thing's not going to happen. Well, so are you
say things. It's like people say things, and in today's world, you know, a broken clock's right twice a day.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, something could happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, Elliot's the guy that told me the other day that Daryl Morey is a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer.
No, he's not.
I'll bet you $1,000.
Okay, I'll bet you $2,000. I'll double it.
Wow, look at this.
So your $2,000 versus my $1,000?
Yes.
Give me 2-1 odds.
Yes.
Okay, all right. You know you can never collect on this unless he dies before we do. I can only collect on this.
Well,
he can only make the Hall of Fame.
We can only hope he gets fired.
All right. So, amazing. You turned this into a Daryl Morey thing. We were doing something
nice.
No,
but I'm just saying.
We were making you the most legendary Eagles insider.
I know, and I'm just saying that Elliot and Jack, you know, backed me up on it. It's not right.
Of course.
We're talking about Eagles insider, Elliot thinks Daryl Morey is a Hall of Famer.
I just threw something else into the mix. You know what? I'm going to throw something else in now because I was
going
to wait.
I'm
going to wait till the end. I was going to wait till the end of the show. I've got an apology.
Okay.
I really do, and you know it's.
This is going to be sarcastic.
No, it's just going to be real. You know, it's hard to apologize, but I tried to bring you up the right way, and I worked harder, and your mother did a great job too. You know, and she was.
Way to give her credit.
She was a star too, but star. I tried, and you know sometimes I just got to just pass it on and say, you'll figure it out yourself. But apparently, you didn't. So I apologize that I didn't do a better job. I mean, that's an apology, because I wanted you to be. You know, everybody wants their kids to be successful, and I'm serious about that.
Okay.
He's pretty successful.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Well, no, and he's done it.
So what are you apologizing for?
For being so out of touch
when it comes to the other team. You didn't do a good enough job, yeah.
Yeah, so out of touch. And sometimes you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them, in the words of Kenny Rogers.
Okay, all right. So you're talking about the Sixers. So, all right.
You figured that out.
Okay, so, well, nobody else could.
Here we go.
So you're right. Here we go. I'm going to do something you've actually never done. You're right about Joel Embiid's practice habits, and you were right about him being late, and you were right about him being overweight. You're right about all those things. You were right, and I was wrong. The problem that I have with you on it is that it all goes back 10 years to a GM who is not here anymore, and you have actively cheered against them. So you've cheered against the success of the Philadelphia 76ers. And I'll add this. You, when they fired Sam and you threw a parade for it, you said, and this is a quote, they finally hired a basketball guy in Brian Colangelo, and you were wrong. And then
a basketball guy,
but he did a bad job. He did a bad, just say it out loud, Brian Colangelo.
He didn't do a good enough job.
He was terrible.
He did a bad job.
Okay.
He drafted, hold on, he traded up for Markelle Fultz. He wasted multiple first-round picks.
He drafted Ben Simmons.
He held on to Jahlil Okafor and Nerlens Noel way too long to when they didn't have trade value anymore. And then he was talking trash about his own players on Twitter under a burner account. I think it is fair.
Yeah,
see,
you can't argue
so
that.
If I can say I was wrong about Embiid, you can certainly say you were wrong about Brian Colangelo.
Okay, let me address it this way.
All right.
See?
We're not going to have the conversation.
But the guy that he replaced tried to lose, so he had to do a better job than him.
Again, Brian Colangelo did. They had 100
draft picks.
He didn't
do a good enough job.
No, he did a bad job.
You know, I kind of.
Just say he did a bad job.
It's okay, Howard.
Brian Colangelo is one of the worst general managers in the history of sports in this town.
He won the Executive of the Year, I think.
What is going on?
Yeah, he won the Executive of the Year, I think, didn't he? With Toronto?
Well, Daryl Morey's won that.
Yeah, Daryl Morey's
won that. He has?
Yes.
What, for the G League or for the NBA?
Now, see, just say I was wrong, Brian Colangelo.
Okay, I was wrong.
Okay. Then when they hired Elton Brand, you supported that. Elton Brand then traded three first-round picks for Tobias Harris and signed him to a five-year maximum contract. Were you wrong? Now, I love Elton, and I think Elton's good in his role, but were you wrong about the job that Elton Brand was going
to
do?
There's a backstory to that.
See.
They wouldn't let one. I mean, if you want to listen.
Did Elton do it?
Okay, yes. He wanted to trade Simmons, and he wasn't allowed to by the ownership.
Okay.
Okay. So then when.
That's a plus right there, the fact that he wanted to trade him.
Yeah.
That's a plus.
But he wanted to trade him, but he wasn't allowed, he wasn't permitted to because they thought.
And then he traded for Tobias, and he gave Al Horford $100 million.
Well, and Al Horford's playing great right now.
Okay, but he gave Al Horford $100 million when he plays center.
Okay, I get all that. I understand all that. But
Elton Were those
Brand,
good moves?
Elton Brand was restricted by ownership to do certain things, so it's not all his fault.
I didn't say it was all his fault. Okay. Did he do a good job?
I thought he did an average job.
He did a bad job.
Well, he couldn't. He wanted to keep Jimmy Butler, but they wouldn't get rid of Simmons. And they would have been a better team with Jimmy Butler. He wanted Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
Here.
So you haven't been able to say that Brian Colangelo did a bad job. You haven't been able to say Tobias Harris
did
a bad job.
Okay.
All right. So do you see why, given all of these things, and you're cheering against the team, that it is so problematic?
Wait a minute, but I was rooting for Elton Brand. So
you were rooting for Elton Brand because you like him.
No, I was rooting for Elton Brand because I thought he was a good basketball guy.
You're rooting for him because you like him.
No, because I thought he was a good basketball guy.
All right.
Birds of the bye, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm rescinding your Eagles Insider Emeritus status. You're back.
No, I think that's good.
No, you're back in the Gen Pop. We tried to do something nice for you. You couldn't handle it.
But you can't accept.
You couldn't handle it. I said you
hurts.
Were right. What do you want out of me?
No, but you. But
do you want me to grovel?
Well,
Howard.
No,
I was wrong about a basketball player.
No, I was trying to explain what happened with Elton Brand.
No, it took 10 minutes for you to say Brian Colangelo, the worst general manager in the history of the team, did a bad job.
It didn't take 10 minutes because we would have been done, and I would have been out of here. Thank God.
All right, then go. We're done with you. Go.
Hey, this is in front of
company. Can't handle the truth.
This is in front of company, everybody.
We were trying to do a good show, do a nice thing, and you couldn't handle it. Nope. You couldn't handle it because you're not an adult.
Does this mean you're not on the panel with
He's
us?
Not on the panel.
Hold on.
He's not on the panel.
That was a good bit.
You guys can outvote me if you want. There's only three people.
Well, we're definitely outvoting you.
All right, there you go.
We're keeping him on the panel.
There he's on the panel.
Yes.
Joining us now is a far more influential, friendly, polite... accomplished Ryan Mannion of the Travis Mannion Foundation. I appreciate you joining us today.
I mean, my dad's out here in the audience. I don't know if we need to bring him up so we can start fighting back.
Does it go the same way?
Sometimes it does.
When you try to do something nice to him, does he just rip you in front of thousands of people?
Often. Okay. Often. I'm just kidding.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today and the event today. We're very proud to... you know, when I worked for WPHT years ago, we did things with the Travis Mannion Foundation, and now I'm so proud that WIP does stuff as well. So, and you're doing such great work. Can you, you know, for every time that you're on and every time that we do something, there's somebody who doesn't know what you do and doesn't know where it comes from, and you tell that story better than anybody. So could you tell the story of the foundation, why it came to be, and then what the mission is?
Absolutely. So, you know, the Travis Mannion Foundation was created in 2007. My brother, Travis Mannion, was a first lieutenant in the Marine Corps, killed on his second tour of duty. And, you know, we started the Travis Mannion Foundation, and originally it was a small local veteran nonprofit operating here in the Philadelphia area. And I really say that it's because of the people in the Philadelphia and surrounding area that helped to catapult our mission to today. We are now one of the nation's leading veteran service organizations, supporting veterans nationwide and families of the fallen, making sure that we are giving them the tools they need to move forward when they take off the uniform. And, you know, for us, Odyssey played such a huge role in that, because the support that we got from WPHT, from WIP in the beginning to get the word out about the work we were doing. Like, I can't speak enough about how important that was to our mission.
You must be so proud to see it. Nonprofit is hard. My wife works in nonprofit.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of unanswered emails, unanswered phone calls, asking people for things when they're not getting something, quote unquote, back. So you must be so proud to see the momentum build, because once it must be like once you hit a certain threshold and the awareness hits a certain point, it almost like snowballs to a certain extent, I would imagine.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for us, it kind of gets back to this idea, and that's why we love our partnership with WIP and the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, the beauty of our mission rests within five words: if not me, then who? And those were the five words that my brother spoke before he left for his second tour of duty when he was asked why he had to go back. And those five words were spoken when he was walking out of Lincoln Financial Field after leaving an Eagles game. And so for us, you know, those five words have really created a movement across this country. And I think people respond to that. And they respond to this idea of how can I get involved? How can I play a role? And how can I support the men and women who put their lives on the line for us every single day.
Can you tell us a little bit about your brother, Travis, what he was like as a brother, as a sports fan? It sounds like he was an Eagles fan.
He was a diehard Eagles fan,
I didn't want to assume that, but I kind of threw that out there. But
Not only was he a diehard Eagles fan, he was a very typical Eagles fan. Okay. You know, he was unapologetic when they were playing bad and cheering them on when they were doing good. You know, my family's had season tickets to the Eagles since Veterans Stadium, so grew up with Philadelphia sports in our blood. And my brother was an incredible athlete himself. Okay. He went to LaSalle College High School. He was a three-sport all-star playing lacrosse, football, and wrestling. Went on to wrestle at the Naval Academy. He was an All-American wrestler. And so, you know, just being a part and being connected to the Eagles in this way, he would be thrilled.
Older or younger brother?
Younger by 15 months.
Okay.
So Irish twins, as they call it.
So given, you know, given his love for the Eagles and this sort of all tying into one, having Lane Johnson associated with the foundation, how did that happen? And then how has his advocacy helped out the foundation as well?
Yeah, so for us, it was really kind of cool because Lane actually approached us.
And oh, wow, really?
Lane wanted to do something to support the military community. And one of the things we helped him to do is last year, during the last season, we connected him with Families of the Fallen before every away game because that's the community in which we live in. And so we were able to, and the night before the Eagles games, away games, he was going and sitting down and having dinner with families who had lost their loved ones in service to this country. And he did it quietly. It wasn't something he advertised. He wanted to give back. And, you know, we were proud to be the charity that he picked last year when he was nominated for the Walter Payton Manning of the Year. And we're honored this year for the Salute to Service. He's the nominee this year, and he has chosen us once again to be his charity of choice. So it's been incredible to see how much he appreciates what the military community does, and frankly, because it affords him to do what he does.
Yeah,
right. And it always does go back to, if not me, then who, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we had Lane on the show yesterday. He has this platform, right? He has this ability to do it, and there's a lot of people who do not do anything with that. So for him to step up and do it, means a lot. By the way, if you're at Chickies right now, there's a QR code floating around where you can vote for Lane for the Salute to Service Award.
Yeah, make sure we do that. Yeah, vote for Lane Johnson.
And if you go to 94WIP.com, we have the link right there. So, you know, I appreciate what you do. The vets that come back from serving and the families of vets, you know, it is a traumatic experience to serve. I think it's rewarding in a lot of ways, but a lot of times vets come back and they don't know where to find their place in the world because the military gives you a very, very specific place and mission. But when you come back, they don't always have that. So, and then the families who have lost loved ones, you know, you'll never fill that space, but dealing with that and finding community is so important. And you sort of connect all of those dots, and the foundation's doing a great thing.
I mean, that is essentially what the Travis Mannion Foundation is. We are a community, and you hit on the biggest piece. You know, when our men and women take off the uniform, one of the biggest things they're dealing with is they're disconnected. They feel disconnected from community. They lose their sense of purpose, and they lose that sense of being a part of something bigger than themselves. And for those of us that don't serve, we don't always know what that is, but it's super crucial. And when that goes away, a part of their identity goes away. And so for us at the Travis Mannion Foundation, we make sure that we give our veterans, as they take off the uniform, continued ways to serve their country. And it's a simple methodology, but it works. Giving veterans continued ways to serve is perhaps the most important thing we can do for their mental health.
Well, we are very proud of the association with the foundation, and we're so happy Lane is part of it too. And I appreciate you being here and spending time with us. And again, vote for Lane for the Salute to Service Award. And did you have one more thing?
Yeah. I was going to say, listen, we'll be here. Celebrity bartending as well tonight.
Ike's a great bartender. Give him complicated orders.
Yeah, heavy hand. Make sure you come see me. And I'm sorry about that, Pete. But, yeah, we're going to give away a lot of liquor tonight, buddy.
Pete's fine.
Well, listen, that's the way we get to get more donations as well. So,
yes, that's right.
Yes. Is there a target number we're trying to hit tonight? That we can
I don't know if we put a target number. I mean, let's throw one out there. I'm thinking like $10,000.
There we go.
Good,
that'd be good.
We're going $10,000 tonight.
Let's do it.
All right. And Lane Johnson will be here, celebrity bartending as well. Jordan Mailata will be here. And that is from 6 to 8 here at Chickies and Pete's at Packer Ave in South Philly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you.
So coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, a guy who's never served anyone in his life, Joe DiCamera, will join us for an hour.
Hasn't even worked out.
Yeah, and the top 5 of 5 is DiCamera related?
It's DiCamera related.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Of course it is.
As long as he's here.
Yeah, he'll be
here. He's not ducking the top 5.
Oh, he'll be here.
He'll be here. We'll
he's
do it without him.
He's sitting in the parking lot right now.
Let me tell you, we do it without him. It's going to be a lot worse than
exactly
if he's here.
Exactly right.
So that is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.